recording.
早上好。出现这技术故障。其实牧师非常辛苦，他昨天晚上两点才从机场到家，然后今天你看讲到之后又有主日学，非常辛苦。
Yeah. Okay, I thought I had. Yes. Okay. There it is. There it is. Okay. Sorry, my fault. I can't read Chinese. All right. Here is. Let me begin with the homework for next week.
好，先开始讲到下个星期的家庭作业。
Let me repeat what I said last week.
我要重复一下上个星期讲的。
If you do not do the homework,
如果你不做家庭作业。
You are still very welcome to come to class.
你还是欢迎你来这个。
It's my fault.
欢迎你来这个上这个课。
However,
但是。
You will get more if you do the homework.
但是如果你做了作业，你当然会有更多的收获。
Because that way, when you come, you already have some background for what we're going to do.
因为你如果做了作业，你来就会知道我讲的这个背景是什么。
And so I am asking you each time to do some reading.
所以我希望你们每星期都能够读经。
Of what we will be studying the following class period.
最好是提前能够读下一星期要讲的课。
And I suggest to you that you read it in a certain way.
我建议你，这是牧师的建议，就是读的时候应该怎么样读。
So for this week, I am asking you to read chapters 1 through 11.
第一星这个星期我们建议要做的作业就是创世纪的一到十一章。
And I failed to keep an English translation of what it says in Chinese there.
Oh, 没关系, it's okay.
But I believe that it tells you to highlight
yeah.
the name
yeah.
God in one color and then highlight the name Lord in a different color.
因为这上面已经牧师列出来，我们建议我们读经的时候用黄色高光笔能够画出神这个名字，然后绿色高光笔画耶和华，然后红色笔画耶和华神，这三个这个叫法是不一样的。让我们用不同颜色的笔把它标出来。
We are going to see next week that these early chapters of Genesis use two different names for God.
我们下个星期会看到，就是在创世纪前面几章里头，对于讲到神的时候是用两个不同的名字。
It's not because when Moses wrote Genesis, he didn't know what name to use.
并不是说摩西在写创世纪这几章的时候，他不知道神的名字应该怎么样写。
But these two names show us some very special things about God's relationship with His world.
而是说这两个名字代表了神跟这个世界的关系的三个的一些不同的特质，所以这两个名字是有用意的。
And so I would like for you to read it ahead of time.
所以我希望大家能够提前把这个作业就做好，就把这个圣经该读的章节要读。
Take a little marker and highlight the names as you see them.
所以在看到这些名字的时候，你用一个高光笔，不同颜色的高光笔把这个名字标出来。
So that as we then talk about it, you will be ready for that.
所以当下个星期我们上课的时候你就准备好了。
And that will help prepare you for the lesson.
所以这样听课的时候你心里头已经对背景有所了解，你这样子这个上课收获就大得多。
And I thought there was a third thing on there. What does it say?
The third thing is use the red highlighter to write the third name.Jehovah God.
Yeah, okay, when they're combined. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay.
然后他这个名字两个不同的名字，他还有一个地方，他把这个名字是写在一起的，也用一个红色的笔把它标出来。
Now that I am old, I forget most things.
牧师说年纪大了，好些东西都记不着。
Before I forgot most things anyway, so there's really no change.
他说其实我过去也很健忘，所以现在年龄并不是不能怪在年龄上。
But I now have something to blame it on.
但是现在总算上了年纪，所以可以把这个健忘症给归到是因为年长的原因。
The last three times I have flown, I have left something on the plane every trip.
他说之前最近他飞过三次飞机的时候，都把东西给忘在飞机上。
So I've decided I need someone to go with me just to pick up what I lose.
所以以后恐怕要得带一个秘书一起走，就是为了把他东西能够丢下的东西捡起来。
Now what I want to do today.
所以今天要看的是
is to give a very, very quick background to the Old Testament.
是我们把旧约的这个背景能够很快很快的给它走一遍。
I want to look at a historical background.
我想要看看历史上的背景。
And a geographic background.
和地理上的背景。
By the way, Sister Hongwei offered that if you want a copy of the PowerPoints, you can email her and she will send them to you, right?
Okay. 红卫是说了，如果大家想要有这个幻灯片的话，这个肯定很有帮助，因为即使记不下来，你就跟红卫联系，红卫会用email发给你这个幻灯片。
So she will always be the vice president in charge of email.
所以她是我们这个email的这个副总裁，她来负责这件事。
History and geography.
所以我们要讲的是历史背景跟地理背景。
A lot of times I think we read the Bible as if it were entirely different than any other book we read.
我们通常读圣经的时候，总会有一个观念，觉得这个圣经跟世界上别的书都是不一样的。
And there are ways in which it is different.
的确是，有些地方和世界上任何一本书都不一样。
It is the inspired word of God.
因为这是因神所默示的。However, 然而,
there are many, many, many ways in which it is similar to another book.
也在很多很多方面，它跟世界上任何一本书也是一样。
But we never read it that way, or we rarely read it that way.
但通常我们读圣经的时候，肯定都不会这么想，总觉得。
Almost any book in your library, except the dictionary.
你自己家里的这个任何一本书，你的图书馆的任何一本书，除了字典以外。
You would not open it.
你不会随手就打开。
Read a few lines.
然后读几段。
Close it. Put it back on the shelf.
然后合上又把它放回去。
The next day.
然后第二天。
Open it.
再打开,
read a few lines.
读几行, 然后又合起来,
the next day, you and expect it to make any sense.
这个要是读任何别的一本书，这么读法，肯定觉得没道理。
Right?
是不是这样?
We read in order.
但是因为我们读任何一本书都是按照顺序来读，不会随便跳着那么读。
If you pick up a book of poetry,
如果你拿起一本诗歌,
and read it,
然后开始读,
you will read it differently than if you read a biography.
你会读诗歌的感觉和你读地理书的感觉是完全不一样。
Right?
是不是这样?
If you read a biography, you will read it differently than if you read an instruction manual.
哦，传记，刚才说的是传记。他说，如果你读一本传记，跟你读这个一些机器的这个使用说明，肯定是不一样。
And yet many times we read this, not paying any attention to the differences. There are sections of history, there are sections of poetry, there are parables.
但是我们圣经里面有各样的题材，有诗歌了，有这个比喻了，有些是历史书了，我们在读的时候就很少注意到它们的区别。
A parable is a great example of what I'm wanting you to understand.
我想要跟大家解释，就用这个比喻，用这个来解释。A
prophet comes to
一个先知,
David.
先知来见大卫,
and tells him a story about a rich man who takes the sheep of a poor neighbor to serve as supper for guests. What kind of literature does David think he is listening to?
那大卫王在听这个故事的时候，他认为的这个文学题材，这个故事的文学题材是什么样的呢？
He doesn't think so.
大卫可不认为这是个比喻啊。
He thinks he's listening to news.
大卫觉得他在听的是新闻。
Right?
为什么?
He thinks there's someone down the road who has just done this.
大卫王他以为就说，啊，他们街上就有这个人，就是这么做的。
And he says, find him and bring him here. I'm going to punish him.
所以大卫就对先知拿单说，你把那个人抓过来，我现在就我来对付他。
And then the prophet says, four words.
先知就说了四个字,
Thou, you are the man.
你就是这个人。
And suddenly he realizes this is not news, this is a parable.
突然大卫就意识到, 这不是当时的这个新闻，而是一个。
And so now, suddenly he is listening entirely differently.
所以突然这大卫在听这个故事，他的感觉就会完全不一样。
Now it is not who should be arrested and thrown into prison.
所以现在的问题就不是说这个人是谁干了这事，我要把他给扔到下到监里。
It is,
而是,
what did I do and what does God think about what I did?
我做了些什么，神怎么样看我做的这件事。
Knowing what kind of story he was listening to changed dramatically the whole thing.
所以你要知道你所听到的是什么样的一个故事。 对于你理解这个故事是这个作用是非常大的。
Now, much of what we're going to be looking at in the Old Testament,
所以我们在旧约里要看到的,
is history.
常常是历史书。
That takes place in a certain place.
是在一个特定的地方。
And the more we understand about the historical setting,
所以在特定的地方发生，所以我们如果对当时的历史有更多的了解的话
，the geographic setting,
对当时的地理有更多的了解
，the better we understand the book.
我们就会对这本书有更多的了解。
Because if you pick up a book about an emperor in China, for instance, a biography.
比如说你看中国的这个比如说拿打开一本书是关于中国古时候的一个皇帝的故
事 And you know nothing of the history of China.
但是你对中国历史毫无了解
And the book assumes that you do.
但是这个书的作者假定你已经了解中国历史
It's going to be a very difficult book for you to read.
你读起来就会非常困难
There's certain historical background that you ought to know before you start the book.
所以在读书之前你总该对那段历史有所了解
Geography matters for this book.
但是地理呢，对地理知识对我们这个对就
一个例子也很重要。I'll give you one
example quickly. 一个例子。
This summer.
这个夏天。
In Israel, I went down into the desert area where the children of Israel traveled as they are coming from Egypt to Canaan.
今年夏天我去以色列的时候，去了那块沙漠地带，就是这些以色列的这些子民后来是从埃及到迦南到以色列的时候要经过的一个块沙漠地带。
When I have you read the book of Exodus,
所以当你们读出埃及记的时候
you will read the story
你会读到这段故事
of how as they are coming through the desert,
他们怎么样在旷野里走
the children of Israel grumble,
然后以色列的子民在那抱怨
and they say, we're thirsty, we have no food,
他说我们渴又渴又饿也没得吃
I wish we were back in Egypt, where we had food.
我们真希望我们现在还在埃及那里有东西吃啊。
God judges them for their rebellion, he calls it.
神就审判了他们，神把这个叫做反叛。
Now, I have taught that story before.
以前我在学校里教过这个故事。
And I have talked about how terrible these Israelites were.
我那时候也在教书的时候，我就在说这些以色列人可真是
太过分了。God has delivered them from slavery.
他们当年在埃及可是做奴隶的呀。
He set them free.
现在神救了他们，让他们得自由。
And now they're grumbling, and they don't trust God.
结果现在他们在那抱怨，也不相信神，就抱怨自己没得吃。
What terrible, ungrateful wretch!
我说这些家伙可真是太不知感恩了。
And then I stood there this summer.
然后今年夏天我在去那块地方的时候，我就站在旷野那。
115 degrees.
那天的那个温度高达115度。
No shade.
也没有任何一棵树给你阴。
I am thirsty.
我很渴。
I am hot.
我也觉得热的不行。
And I am imagining.
然后我在那想象。
Walking through this.
你就从这样的沙漠走过去。
With my children.
如果带着我的孩子。
Because it says, at least if we were in Egypt, our children wouldn't be starving to death.
因为那些人当时在那抱怨说，如果我们在埃及的话，至少我们的孩子不会被饿死。
And I realized.
然后我就意识到
That was perfectly natural.
这些以色列人的这个反应是非常自然的。
At least in Egypt, they had a shelter.
因为至少在埃及，他们头上还有一个屋顶可以挡着他们。
They had some food.
也有一些东西可以吃啊。
They are out here. I looked and I mean, as far as you can see, there is nothing except sand, dry, hot.
但是在这个旷野里面，真是满眼看过去都是沙子，什么也没有，又热的不行。
And all of a sudden, I realized, saw that story entirely differently.
突然之间，我就对这个故事的理解完全不一样。
I saw that their grumbling.Was perfectly natural for what they found themselves in.
我看到这些以色列人在当时的境况之下，他们抱怨实际上是非常自然的反应。
And then that taught me something to apply to my life.
然后这甚至还教了我对于我可以运用到我自己生活中的
那些事情。 Last week I told you we need three steps that we'll do.
上个星期我大概列了三点我们要做。
We will observe what it says.
我们要去观察圣经这个写的什么。
That's what you'll do in your homework.
这是在我们作业之中需要做的。
We will interpret it.
我们要去来。
And we must apply it.
要必须理解，而且必须运用。
Because I stood there.
因为我站在那个旷野。
And I thought about that scripture and realized.
我就在想当时的出埃及记里那一段，我就意识到。
I would be grumbling.
我要是在当时我在场，我也会抱
怨。I don't want my little boy and girl to starve to death in the desert because I followed some God that Moses told me about.
我可不想说，因为我跟着摩西所说的什么神这么走出去，我就让我的孩子饿死。
I would doubt and grumble.
我肯定会抱怨的。
And what did God call that doubting and grumbling?
但是神对于这个心里头存疑、心里抱怨的是怎么反应的？
Rebellion.
God, 神把这个做法，这种怀疑，
He said, I'm going to judge you because you have rebelled against me.
叫做反叛，神说我要审判你，因为你背叛我。
And I realized,
我意识到，
rebellion is not always me saying, God, I don't care what you want, I'm not going to do it.
我们说的反叛并不是对神挥着拳头说，神啊，你不管说什么，我反正不去做。
Is there anybody here dumb enough to do that?
这边有没有人那么蠢，就会跟神挥拳头？
Of course not.
肯定不会。
We don't do that. We're not idiots. Most of us.
我们大部分人不是傻瓜，我们不会这么做。
But you know what we do? I do.
但是你知道吗？你会怎么做？我就是这么做。
God, you told me to come here.
你说神啊，你让我来了。
And it's not working out at all the way I expected.
可是我所期待的什么都没发生啊。
Why didn't you just let me go do what I wanted to do in the first place?
你干嘛不让我开始就按我的方式去做呢？
Because God, this is just miserable.
你说你看看现在这个境地多惨呢。
And what does God call that?
神把这个叫什么？
Rebellion.
Rebellion, 神把这个就叫做背叛。
Because my heart is not living in surrender to what he calls me to do.
因为我的心没有去服从神所要我做的事。
I want to determine the direction of my life rather than allowing him to determine it.
我想要决定我生活的走向，我不想让神来决定。
And if I want to be the boss,
我想做老板，
of a life that he's supposed to be the boss of,
但是这个生活之中实际上神才应该是老板呢。
The king says, you're not living under my authority, you're a rebel.
因为如果是个国王的话，国王会说你没有按照我的这个约定的去做，那么你就是一个背叛者。
But if I don't connect, but for me, what helped me to connect that is the geography of where this is.
但是对我来讲，我们要了解这个地理状况。
They are not driving down I-95 grumbling because it's too far to the next rest area.
他们可是没有说是开着车在沿着这个 I-95 开过去，是说哎呀，这周围都没有地方可以让我来休息一下。
They are, if to all appearances, about ready to die of thirst.
因为那些看起来这些人都要被饿死、渴死了。
Geography and history help us.
所以这个地理状况还有历
史背景都会帮助我们。So this morning, what I'm wanting to do is just a very, very quick overview of the history and geography of what we'll be doing.
所以今天早上我们就是把旧约的历史跟这个地理要有一个概论，整个很快的把它走一遍。
I'm not going to take time to go through all of this.
我不会有时间把它所有的这些细节都经过一下。
If you were my students in class, I would have you memorize this.
如果你是在大学里上我的课，我要求你们所有的人把这个表要记下来哦。
And I encourage you just to either get the PowerPoint or snap a picture of it because it is a very helpful framework.
我希望你或者是从红卫那儿拿到这个。幻灯片，或者呢，你照个相，把它照下来，因为这些信息都是很重要的。
What I've tried to do is just take some of the big markers.
所以我们今天要上课的时候，我们只能。
And then everything else, as you read the Old Testament, you're able to plug it in.
所以我们只能讲一些重点，这别的这些细节，你们就要自己去填进去。
I think I told you last week, if you were learning American history, you would do well to memorize the dates of a few key things.
我相信你们如果是学美国历史的话，
The Revolutionary War, the Civil War, World War I, World War II.
记住一些很重要的日子日期了，第一次、第二次世界大战了，美国内战了，这个独立战争了，这个日期肯定都要记住。
And that way you don't have to memorize the date of the Great Depression.
但是对于这个大萧条的日子你就不需要记。
You just remember, okay, that was between World War I and World War II.
只需要知道它是第一次、第二次世界大战之间发生的事就好。
And you'll have a rough idea of when it happened.
所以你这样就大概有个。
That's what this does.
什么时候发生的？所以这个表就是。
So the period of the patriarchs.
所以这个是第一个是就是这些祖先、这些先祖们这个。
Those early fathers of Israel.
那些以色列的先祖的这个时代。
Goes from when Abraham is called by God.
然后从亚伯拉罕被呼召。
to when Joseph dies.
到约瑟去世。
That sums up that last part of Genesis.
所以这是这个整个这个创世纪大概就是讲这个先祖们的故事。
If you write that down somewhere in your Bible,
如果你在圣经里把这个写下来,
then when you're reading something in Genesis, you don't need to worry about every little specific date, but you know roughly it happens in this 300-year period.
那你读创世纪的时候就不需要记住那些特别细小的一些细节，但是你记住这些日期就很重要。
Then I've marked from when Joseph dies to when they leave Egypt.
然后就是这些以色列人在耶稣去世以后到他们出埃及，这中间有多少年？
From leaving Egypt to when Joshua dies.
然后出埃及以后再到约书亚去世的时候。
That's going to give us then all of the events that happen in their conquest of Canaan.
他们在那时候就是征战漂流的征服的时候。
The period of the Judges.
然后又是士师记那段时间。
That's going to give us the events in the book of Judges. It's going to give us the book of Ruth.
在士师记啊，还有这个路德记里面讲到这些发生的事情。
It's going to then take us to when Saul becomes king.
然后又开始讲到这个，就是再往后就是扫罗登基。
We're going to have a period where the northern and southern kingdoms of Israel are united. It's one nation.
那个时代就是南国北国合是合一的时候，是扫罗登基，一直到所罗门。
Saul, David, and Solomon.
所罗大卫和所罗门。
And then we're going to have this long period where we have a northern kingdom and a southern kingdom.
然后又有很长的一段时间是所这个南北国分裂。
If you're reading through the Old Testament,
如果我们读旧约,
and you don't know that,
你甚至不知道这一点的话,
when you come to the history,
当我们看到历史,
it becomes very confusing.
就非常的糊涂。
Because you're reading about this person and it says he was king of Israel.
然后你看到说这个人他现在是以色列的王。
And then you read a little further and this one was king of Judah.
然后就这个又读到这个人是犹大的王。
I thought I was reading about Israel.
我说咦，我在读以色列，怎么又到了？
Why are we talking about Judah?
突然又开始说犹大。
And you read a little bit further.
然后再往下读。
And it says, and the king of Israel, how do we get from there to here?
然后怎么又讲到以色列王？这怎么回事？这是。
If you just have in mind this, you understand the history. This is a period where this one kingdom is divided into two.
但是我们如果有这样的一个表，你就知道那个时代就是南北国分裂的时候。
And then you have the fall of Judah.
然后又开始犹大陷落。一直到巴给巴被巴比伦所掳。
Through the end of the Old Testament period.
然后一直到这个旧约结束到马拉基书。
And we will have most, several of the minor prophets in that time.
在那个时候有一些小先知。
We have the books of Ezra and Nehemiah in that time.
我们有你什么哈巴古勒、西番雅、纳洪书，这些就是那个时代。
And they're not in chronological order in the Old Testament in your Bible.
但是这个旧约并不是按照这个时间的顺序来。
So this helps you to know where to put it.
但是这个表就可以帮助你把它。
To do it even more simply.
但是更简单的一点。
Someone gave me this to just kind of break it down. Very simple.
这个表就更简单了，关于旧约的历史。
You take the 2,000 years of history before Christ.
所以在这个基督之前的两千年，你看看。
And always remember, it's before Christ, so we're working down.
所以你知道这是
The numbers are getting smaller.
公元前，所以你在这个算年代的时候，是从这数字是越来越小的。
So what is very easy for me, or very nice for me, is you take 2,000, which is Abraham.
所以你看到在大概公元前两千年是亚伯拉罕的时候。
Halfway through that is David.
然后一千年左右就是大卫王时代。
So David falls halfway between Abraham and the coming of Jesus.
所以这个大卫王的时代大概就是在亚伯拉罕到耶稣的之间的这个时代的终点。
And that helps me to make sense of this huge section because most it's not divided in half.
所以
But now I can put it all where it goes.
所以现在我们就可以把这个时间表就大概可以排一下了。
Then I divide that first block in half.
然后你看，从亚伯拉罕到大卫王之间有摩西。
And I put Moses in the middle.
大概也是在中间点，就是
These dates are approximate.
公元前一千五百年，大概。
Don't go home and find, you know, they're off a little bit and send me a long evidence they're off. I know they are. They're approximate.
这个数字只是大约的，并不是准确的。
Because this is easier to remember.
不用觉得，这因为这样容易记啊。
Then I take this 1,000 from David.
然后大卫王时代是公元前一千年到耶稣的时代。
And the three things that you should remember, because we'll come back to them over and over and over.
这中间我们必须要记住三件事，因为我们要一遍一遍的去看这三件事。
722, the Northern Kingdom falls.
公元前722年，就是北国灭亡。
586, the Southern Kingdom falls.
公元前586年，南国也灭亡，耶路撒冷陷落。
538 to 536, the Southern Kingdom comes back.
所以在公元前536年左右，这是南国被掳归回。
The Northern Kingdom will never come back.
这个北国永远不可能回来。
Later, I'll explain. Another class, we'll talk about why that happens.
我会跟你们回头，我们在上课解释这个北国为什么不可能。
How many of you like history?
你们多少人喜欢历史？
Okay, good for you. How many of you don't like history?
不喜欢历史的、okay. 也有更多的人不喜欢历史。
Especially for those of you who don't like it, if you just memorize this, it really is a huge help.
所以如果你不喜欢读历史，那么这个表对你是非常有帮助，因为很简单。
Because then you have a framework to put everything else.
因为这个表大概的这个时间就已经给你排好，你知道某些事情什么时候发生。
And just memorizing these few dates.
你这些重要的这个年代记住了，就
simplifies greatly reading the Old Testament.
对于你来读旧约就已经简化很多，而且很大帮助。
Because one reason that history is frustrating to people who don't like history is it just seems like a whole bunch of facts just all piled on top of one another.
因为我们不喜欢读历史书的人就会觉得这历史书就是一些历史事实，都一件。一件一件的发生，让人觉得很糊涂。
You've got all these kings that you can't remember.
有那么多的王，这些名字都很糊涂。
And you think, what do I do with all this?
这我知道这些有什么用啊
？I was teaching Old Testament history, survey at the college.
我在大学里曾经教过旧约的这个测量，旧约这个导。
And they have to, you know, needed to learn a bunch of these kings.
他们必须要了解哪个国南国北国的
王。And someone told me he saw one of the students and said, "How are you doing in Old Testament class?"
有个人就跟我讲，他见到我的一个学生在问他说
，Not very good. I can't remember all those kings.
他说你在旧约课上的怎么样？那学生说，哎呀，可不怎么着，我记不住那些王的名字。
He said, "Who's the teacher?"
他说谁是你们的老师
？He said, "I can't remember."
他说我都不记得我老师的名字了。
The guy said, "No, you're not going to do very well."
那个人就说，那是了，怪不得呢。你连老师的名字都记不住，你还想记这些王的名字吗？
So especially if you don't enjoy history, learning just these few dates helps you.
如果你不喜欢读历史书，那么这些日期、这些年份对你是很重要的。
You don't need to read them all.
你不需要把这些
memorize them all, and you just plug them in.
都记住，但是这些年代你大概要有概念。
But understanding the chronology and the history to me is incredibly important.
你对于这个历史事实什么按着顺序、时间顺序排序，对我来讲非常重要。
One example.
一个例子。
The story of Ruth. How many of you like the little story of Ruth?
路德记，大家喜欢路德记吗？好多人喜欢。
Okay. It's a beautiful little story of this Moabite.
很美的一个故事，就是摩亚讲这个摩亚的这个外邦女子，居然对神是很忠心，这是个很美的故事。
Here is what makes it especially wonderful, I think.
但在我看来，这个故事为什么这么重要，这么特别
？When does it happen?
是什么时候发生的事
？Happens before David.
是在大卫王之前发生的。
Can you narrow it down more?
那能不能再把它这个日期具体一点？发生在什么时候？
All right, turn to it.
然后我们来翻路德记。
I told you last week this is a Sunday school Bible class, so you need your Bibles.
所以我告诉你的，这是一个既然是圣经课程，我们必须要带着你的圣经。
Turn to the little book of Ruth.
来，我们翻到路德记。
Page 478, if you can't find it.
好，路德记就是圣经上这个前面几本书，路德记。
And someone read the first.
有没有人来给我们读第一章第一节？有没有人？好，我们大家一起读，翻到一起来。当士师秉政的时候，国中遭遇饥荒，在犹大的伯利恒，有一个人带着妻子和两个儿子往摩亚地去寄居。
All right. When does this happen?
Judges.
In the days of the judges.
对，这是在士师秉政的时候，士师记里记录的这个。
Now.What do you know about the days of the judges?
那士师秉政的时候，你对这段时间有什么了解呢
？No kings.
没有王。
And Israel is in chaos.
以色列是一片混乱。
Very good. Good. Very good. If I had known you were going to know that much, I'd have just slept in this morning. You can teach this class. Thank you. Good job.
讲得很好，就是关于《士师记》的这些事情。
That's it.
就是这些，《士师笔记》。
This little book.
所以这个小小的一本《路德记》。
Comes in the middle of.
实际上是在于
the book of Judges.
是在这个《士师记》中间发生的一个小故事。
And the whole book of Judges is a series of cycles, seven times.
整本《士师记》就讲了大概七个循环。
Israel sinning.
以色列犯罪。
Their enemies defeating them.
他们的敌人打败他们。
Crying out, God, please save us.
然后向神呼求主啊，帮助我们。
And he raises up a judge to rescue them.
神就立起一个士师来帮助他们。
And as soon as they're rescued, what do they do again?
他们刚刚被拯救，他们又开始犯罪。
Are defeated by their enemies.
又被敌人打败。
Cry out for mercy.
然后又开始呼求神拯救。
God raises up a judge to rescue them.
神再给他们一个士师。
And what happens?
然后发生什么事？
They sin again.
他们又开始犯罪,
over and over, seven times.
所以总共有七个循环,
each time,
每一次,
their sin gets worse and worse.
他们犯的罪都越来越大,
the rescuer, the judge, becomes less and less impressive.
他们这些士师来领导他们拯救他们的士师也变得越来越糟糕,
until by the end of the book of Judges,
直到最后《士师记》结束的时候,
we have this horrible story,
我们读了这个很可怕的一个故事,
that you can't even tell if there's anyone under 18 in the room.
你如果这个屋子里头如果有18岁以下的, 你这个故事恐怕都少儿不宜都不能讲的,
about this horrible crime, in which the people of the city raped this girl until she's dead.
我们看到这个当时就是讲到这个非常可怕的一个故事，一大群人就强暴一个女子，直到她死。
She is the concubine of a man who then cuts up her body into pieces.
她是一个男人的小妾，所以这个男人在她死了以后，把她的尸体就切成几份。
And sends them to all of the other tribes of Israel and say, "Look what they did."
她把这个女人的尸体就
And they all gather together and almost destroy the tribe of Benjamin, one of God's chosen people.
他说：“你看看这个支派做了什么事，所以这些别的支派都团结起来来打击这个犯了罪的这个便雅悯支派，几乎把这个支派灭掉了。他们可是神的选民呢。”
It's horrible chaos.
所以是非常可怕的一个混乱时期。
Every time someone says it on Facebook, our world is in such trouble. It's never been this bad before.
他说：“即使现在，有人在脸书。” 说我们现在的世界多么混乱，你还没有看到这圣经上这个混乱的。
I want to write, read the book of Judges.
我真想跟他们讲，你们读读《士师记》，你看看当时的世界有多么混乱。
But here's what I want you to see.
但是我想要你看到的是。
Those judges are all Israelites, God's chosen people.
这些士师记里讲到的这些人，可都是以色列人，是神的选民呢。
In the days of the judges.
在世事的时候,
during this time of chaos,
是这段混乱的时期,
there is a Moabite woman.
有一个摩亚女子,
the Moabites are not part of God's chosen people.
摩亚人可不是神的选民,
but she hears of Israel's God.
但是她这个摩亚女子听到以色列的神,
she is faithful to Israel's God.
她对以色列的神有忠心。
God blesses her.
神祝福她。
And the book of Ruth is this wonderful, wonderful story.
路德记就是记录的是这样一个奇妙的故事。
Of how someone is faithful when no one else around them is.
因为在以色列本地的几乎本族本民的没有人对神忠心，但是一个摩亚女子居然有这样的忠心。
If you don't know that, the book of Ruth is still a beautiful book.
如果你不知道这个背景，这个路德记大概就是一个很美的故事。
But for me, knowing where that fits, that bit of history in the days of the judges makes Ruth's faithfulness even more impressive.
但是对我来讲，我看到当士师秉证的时候，我知道这件事是在士师记那个混乱时期发生的。我路德的这个信心就尤为珍贵。
Because God, I think, puts that there to say to us,
因为神放这句话在这儿是跟我们说,
it doesn't matter what everyone else around us does.
所以我们周围的人无论做什么，对我们没有关系。
You and I can be faithful.
你跟我，我们还是可以持有忠心。
And if we are, God will see that faithfulness in the midst of what everyone else does.
如果我们忠心，神在这个混乱世界之中仍然能够看到我们的忠心。
History.
然后所以历史。
Then, a geographical background.
然后我们还是要知道地理的一些背景。
I hinted at this morning.
我今天早上也提到一些。
Because the Old Testament focuses on this little area of Canaan,
因为我们知道这个旧约里面主要讲到以色列人就在迦南地这块。
We tend to just kind of unconsciously make it the center of the ancient world.
所以我们在潜意识里可能就很自然地认为说这块地方就是在古时候这个世界的中心。
You know that everyone else around was watching Israel with as much fascination as we are when we read it.
我们就想着就像我们今天都在那读圣经读以色列历史一样，当时的这个世界可能都在盯着以色列这小块地方看。
Most of the world,
但是当时大部分的世界
neither knew nor cared what Israel was doing.
或者完全不关心以色列人是干什么。
By the way,That's important for us.
但是顺便说一下，这个对我们也很重要。
There's only one reason Israel was so important, and that is God had a purpose for them.
以色列为什么这么重要？只有一个原因，就是神选择了他们。
And our value comes not from what the world around us sees.
所以我们的价值不在于这个世界怎么去看啊。
Our value comes because God has a purpose for you and me.
我们的价值在于神对你我是有他的一个目的。
And so, I want you to see where Israel fits into this.
所以我想要大家看看以色列在这世界地图里是处于一个什么位置。
Everything, almost everything we're going to talk about is going to fit in that little box.
我们所讲的一切都会大概都是在这个小盒子这个小方框里头发生的事情。
Just to put this on the map for today.
你把这个小方框放在今天的世界地图上看看。
This is the area that is now Israel, Lebanon, misspelled Jordan, Syria, Iraq, Iran, Saudi Arabia.
这就是以色列的所处的位置，黎巴嫩、什么约旦这些国家。这个地方伊拉克伊朗
When you hear news of these different places, this is where that's happening.
所以这些地方就是当初以色列人所居住的地方，旧约里的地方。
That's the world that the Old Testament takes place in.
这就是旧约里面这个以色列人所生活发生的地方。
And you look and you say, wow, it's got all these countries. That must be a pretty big area.
你说哦，有这么多国家呢，这个地方肯定蛮大的。
So another map.
我们再给它放大一点看看。
There is Texas.
美国，我们看看美国的这个德克萨斯。
The shape of Texas basically covers.
你看到吗？整个德克萨斯。
Everything we're doing.
这个德克萨斯可以把这些所有的国家这个面积都给盖进去，所以这些所有国家面积加起来，恐怕还没有德克萨斯那么大。
You see it?
看到吗
？You can drive from the northern. I did it this summer in one day, and not even a terribly long day, from the very northern border of Israel, looking across at the border.All the way to the very south, where it meets Egypt, you can do it in one day.
所以我今年夏天实际上在以色列的时候，我们就在一天的时间里头，从以色列最北边一直开到最南边，跟那个埃及接壤的地方。实际上这一天还不用花那么一整天的时间。
The 40 years that it took Israel to get from Egypt.
我们知道以色列人在旷野里走了40年，从埃及一直走到迦南地。
Is a 12-day walk.
他们走，实际上你要真走路，也就12天就走到了。
Took them 40 years.
但是以色列人花了40年在旷野。
The next time you are reading God's word.
所以下一次你在读圣经的时候。
And you see what He says, and you think, you know, I don't want to do what He says. I have a better idea.
你看到神说的什么话，你说啊，我可不想就这么做，我自己的主意可能更好。
Remember that when Israel had a better idea than doing what God told them.
你记得以色列人也是认为他们曾经比神的主意更好，他们神跟他们说了话，他们不愿意听，要。照着自己的主意做。
It took them 40 years to do a 12-day trip.
他们花了40年去走这12天就可以走完的路。
And every one of them died.
而且他们中间这走路的这一批人，所有的人都死了。
That's a good thing to remember when you think I don't like what that verse says.
所以你这个事情你一定要记住。你当你读圣经读到一句，你说我不喜欢这句说的，你要记住这个故事。
Now to give a few more details. Okay, so we're talking really a small area.
所以我们实际上看的只是很小的一块地方。
I know Texas thinks it's pretty big, but really, it's not that huge.
德克萨斯州就可以把这些国家都囊括在里面。
So here's what's in that area.
所以在这块地方地区发生有一些什么国家？你看
，Here is going to be this little area right there.
就这块小这小块地方
is Israel.
是以色列，就这么小。
Okay, and basically this is too simplified, but
但当然这个太简化了。
Israel is going to be in the center of 2,000 years of conflict between Egypt.
以色列会在这个大概有2000年的这个冲突，一直在国土冲突之中。
Assyria.
它是现在埃及、亚述、
Babylon.
巴比伦。
And Persia.
和波斯这些国家这些大国征战之中。
And here's what's going to happen.
将要发生的事是什么事？
To everyone outside of Israel, there was only one reason Israel was important. There were two main highways in this ancient world. The king's highway came across the desert this way.
一条路就是国王高速路，就是从这个大概是从沙漠里横穿过去的。
So trade going to the east or west is going to travel right through here, and it crosses right below Jerusalem.
所以商人的商队要是去做生意，一定要走这条路，就会在以色列经过。
The highway of the sea travels. You can probably figure this out without a PhD.Along the seashore.
所以还有一条高速路是在海上的一条路，那当然是从海上经过的。
Both of those, by the way, we see them in the Old Testament. The prophets refer to the king's highway.
所以这两条路都在这个旧约上提到过。
It's a road right there.
这个国王的这条路，王路，这个高速路是在。
Isaiah talks about the one who will come along the way of the sea.
所以这个以赛亚书提到说，这个王要从海上来，他就是指的海上这条路。
Those were the two main routes.
所以当时来讲，这贸易路线，这是两条最主要的路线。
They both pass through Israel.
这两条路线都要经过以色列。
So it's sort of a good news, bad news.
所以对以色列来讲，这可能是个好消息，也是坏消息。
In times of peace,
在和平时代
，Israel prospers.
以色列是很赚钱的，因为他们都要经过这条路。
Because Egypt is sending.Supplies north,
他会往北边要送
这些
补给，然后要经过以色列。
Babylon is sending supplies across this way, trade to Egypt.
也需要在这条路上做贸易。
And Israel gets the profit of the trade as it passes through, and they stop and buy supplies.
所以以色列作为一个路上的这么一个休息站一样的，这些商队都要从那儿经过，以色列可以赚很多钱。
But,
但是
when Assyria,
但是亚述。
Wants to invade Egypt.
想要侵略埃及的时候
Israel's in the way.
以色列就挡道了
And their armies pass through.
军队要从以色列经过
And armies are not famous for saying, "May we pay you market price for your goods."
我们知道军队所过之处，他可不会说我就占着这个市场价给你买东西
Israel gets conquered as a stop on the way to their ultimate.Targets. You can read the entire Old Testament two very different ways. There are histories of Israel that ignore completely God's role at all and simply treats this as.A political military history.
你就把这个旧约当作这个政治的这个或者军事上的一个历史书来读，这是一种方式。
The great power Assyria.
你看到这个亚述的这个多么大的力量。
Is expanding its borders.
他们在这扩大领土。
And as it expands,
在这个扩张领土的过程之中
，it comes through these northern tribes.
他就进到了这边北地的一些支派。
It conquers them all.
然后把他们都征服。
Sennacherib moves down and attacks Jerusalem.
然后他们就开始在以色列在这个耶路撒冷开始收税。
And at that point, he lays siege. He isn't successful. There's a crisis back home, and he returns, and Jerusalem is spared.
然后这个国王当时遇到一些挫折，所以他就退回去了。就以色列耶路撒冷当时就得救了。
Later,
但之后
100 years later,
一百年之后
，Babylon, the Chaldeans are growing in power.
巴比伦人开始有力量越来越强大。
Assyria is growing weak.
亚述越来越弱。
Babylon begins to take over all of the territory that Assyria had controlled.
所以巴比伦就开始来占领了这个当年这个亚述国占领的地方。
They defeat Jerusalem.
他们把这个耶路撒冷的军队也打败了。
And they control all of this area.
所以整个这块地方就是在巴比伦统治之下。
Persia.
然后波斯
conquers Babylon.
波斯又打败了这个巴比伦。
They allow the Jews to return home.
他们允许这些犹太人回到家乡。
political history.
这是一个政治上面的这些历史。
And in those books, God doesn't play a role; it's just history.
在这些书里面，这个就是讲纯粹的讲历史，所以神在里头没有什么角色。
So let me ask you a question.
所以我问你一个问题。
Is that history true?
这段历史是不是真实的 ？Yes.
Absolutely.
当然是真的。
Okay. Now there's a second way to read it.
但是读旧约还有第二个方式。
The northern tribes rebelled against God.
这些北地的这些支派实际上是背叛了神。
And God used Assyria.
所以神用了亚述国。
And her growth.
和亚述国的扩张。
To conquer the northern tribes and punish them for worshiping idols.
征服了这些北地的这些支派。
That's what 1 Kings tells us.
这就是列王记上跟我们讲。
And then God used Babylon.
然后神又用巴比伦。
To punish Assyria.For their rebellion,
来惩罚亚述，为他们亚述的这个背叛来。
And to punish Jerusalem,
也同时也惩
for abandoning him,
耶路撒冷
and turning to idols.
因为耶路撒冷的这些以色列人抛弃了神去敬拜偶像。
But then God was determined to fulfill His promise that His people would return.
但是神必须要兑现他的诺言，就是他的人，他以色列的民要回到。
And Persia is led by a man named Cyrus.
所以这个波斯王的大流士这个国王当时就
Who is something of a benevolent despot
他这个大流士王他其实还是挺仁慈的
Who says I'll let people go back and worship their own gods I don't care who they worship
他说我要允许这些人回到家乡去拜他们自己的神
I just want their tax money
我不在乎他们去拜谁反正给我交税就好了
And he lets them go back
所以这些犹太人就得以回到
家乡 Is that history true
这段历史是不是真实的
Absolutely.
当然是真实的。
You see, Proverbs says the hand of the king,
我们看到
the heart of the king is in the hand of the Lord who turns it.
我们看到这个箴言里是说，就是王的心在神的手里，像龙沟的水随意流转。
God works through all of these big events to accomplish His purpose for His people.
所以神利用这些历史上发生的事件，他是为了实现他自己的按着神的心意实现的事情。
The ruler of Assyria.
亚述王
Never woke up one morning and said, I think God is calling me to punish the people of Israel for idolatry.
亚述国的国王可不会说有一天早上醒来说我相信 我觉得神在 告诉我说要我去惩罚这些以色列人因为他们拜偶像。
Cyrus never said,
这波斯王大流士也从来没说过
I think I want to be God's servant.
我相信我想要做神的仆人。
Just like Caesar Augustus never said, I'm going to have a census in Canaan, in Palestine, so that Mary and Joseph will go to Bethlehem and the Messiah will be born where the prophecy said.
就好像这罗马皇帝奥古斯都也不会说啊，我相信这神要让我让约瑟他们去，我在这个伯利恒要，反正要做这个人口普查，这样约瑟跟玛丽就可以到伯利恒。
They never thought any of that.
他们可是没这么想过。
But God worked through them.
但是神是通过他们在行事。
And again, back to what I said this morning.
就又回到我今天早上提到的。
All of the events that God allows in your life.
所以神允许在你生命之中发生的这些事情。
He is working together to bring His purpose.
他把这些事情让这些事情发生是为了达到神的目的。
We don't understand them all.
我们并不是对所有的都了解。
Any.Given day, if you had stopped someone on the street in one of these places and said, "Do you know what God is doing for Israel through your government?"
如果你是在这些波斯啊什么的什么亚述这些国家，你路上你按住任何一个人跟他讲，你知道神在这些地方做些什么事吗
？They'd have said, "What God?"
他们第一个会问哪个神呢
？Who's Israel?
谁是以色列
？And by the way, you talk funny.
你讲话太滑稽了。
Right?But God was doing His work in this little area of the world.
但是神在就在这么一个小块的地方在做他自己的事工。
In this period of time.
就在这个时段，这个时代做他的事情。
Oh, here are the highways that I told you about.
我讲到的。
My thing isn't working.
哦，它其实是标出来这个路线。
Can someone push a button back there?
海上的路线跟这个地上的这个路线实际
上 And again.
哦，这就是这条。
And there we are.
这是这几条当时重要的贸易路线。
So that's the area that all of this is going to take place in.
所以这块地方就是旧约的所有的事情都是在这儿发生的。
I'll come back to this as we go through the books.
我们在读书的时候，我们还会再回来。
This week, read Genesis 1 through 11.
所以这个星期读创世纪的一到十一章。
Look for the two names.
要看注意去找这两个名字。
Lord and God.
神和主。
And next week we will start through those 11 chapters.
所以下个星期我们来讨论这十一章。
Dear God, we thank you.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
That we can trust that you have a purpose.
我们可以相信信靠你在我们的生命之中有一个目的。
We often don't see it.
我们常常看不到它。
We don't know what you are doing.
我们也不知道你在做什么。
Help us to be people who trust you.
帮助我们成为信靠你的民。
That you are accomplishing your big purposes.
你在实现自己的大目标。
And you are accomplishing your purposes for each of us as individuals.
你也在我们每一个个人的生命之中来实现你在我们身上的计划。
Help us to walk in trust.
帮助我们能够在信靠顺服之中行。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉靠主耶稣基督的名祷告。